It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast, talking property news. We do that 7 days a week for you right around Australia, as heard on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts and Amazon. And a big hello to all of our friends that are outside of Australia listening in. And if you'd like to send an email through, you can do that. Just if it's to say, hey, I'm listening to you from America, from the UK, wherever you are, you can send it through to myrealestatepodcast@gmail.com. That is myrealestatepodcast@gmail.com. Wow, Friday, 17th of May today. Yeah, the weekend is nearly here, another busy week. Asti Martiasmo is joining us, the Chief Economist from PRD. Have you had a busy week, Asti?
Hello, good morning. Definitely had a very busy week. In fact, I was down in Tamworth in regional New South Wales earlier this week, providing some real estate market update and what's happening with the economy and what we can take away from the federal budget. So yeah, it's been a bit of a week of travel.
Now, how much of that do you do? Because as I mentioned, you are the chief economist there from PRD and they've got offices all over the place. So do you get to get out of the office and do that very thing on a frequent basis?
Yes, I do actually. So something that I do is I do provide research nights or research lunches in all of the areas that we have a PRD office. So I call it my national research tour and kicked it off this week in Tamworth. And I'll be in Port Stephens in a couple of weeks and then going around right around the country to Wagga Wagga, New South Wales, Hobart, Whitsundays up in Queensland, everywhere.
You need one of those Tobagos, you know, those motorhomes. They should kit that out. That'd be fantastic because you could set up a podcast booth and do some interviews as well.
I know, right? I could literally be like that traveling person, you know, like just going from one regional area to the next. We have enough PRD offices around the country that I probably could do that. But yeah, it's really great to get to know the locals in all of these amazing places and seeing the architecture and seeing the houses, what kind of houses you can buy for what particular price point. It's a really great experience.
Now, the reason I actually say that is I'll let you in on a little secret. There's an advertising agency that got in touch with us and wanted to know whether we would be interested in taking a product. This is one of those rather large camper vans like a Tobago, and do a bit of a tour across the country and sort of promote them at the same time. Can you imagine that? Like, we've got it all set up with the podcast and we can drag people in off the street and they can tell us how they're feeling about the real estate market.
That is so cool. So like a proper motorhome with a bed and a kitchen and everything?
Yeah. Brand new, top of the line. The company, I won't mention the company because we're kind of thinking about it at the moment and the price point has got to be right. It's got to be worthwhile us doing. A competitor might be listening to this thinking, oh yeah, we'd like to do that. But it's interesting because the advertising agency has got in touch with us because of the fact that we are talking about real estate and there is this connection between real estate owners and people that buy these very expensive units. So it's quite smart thinking on behalf of the advertising agency.
Oh, definitely. And you know what? It's so, because I think in the media and even like in a lot of reports, it's all data and analysis and maybe only from certain parts of Australia. And so actually being able to go around and interview the locals and see how they're feeling and, you know, in places that maybe people haven't thought of or haven't even heard of, that would be so cool.
Yeah, and I guess the other point is that we can connect with all of our regulars like you, so we sort of roll into town and say, come on down, you know, we can do a face-to-face in the RV.
That means we just have to time it well between my, you know, national research tour and the caravan tour.
Yeah, so I don't know whether that's going to be a thing that will happen. In fact, if you think that's a good idea, you should let us know to that email address, myrealestatepodcast@gmail.com. What do you think? Would you actually come in and meet us if we pulled into town in this RV? Could be a lot of fun, like you say.
Oh, yeah, I think it would be quite a lot of fun, actually. You know, the locals will probably tell you some trade secrets and like things that they've been noticing in their own local area that no one has heard of or no one knows about. Yeah, it could probably end up to be really, really interesting.
I'm a bit worried that I might get fat, though, with all of these this food that would be brought in, you know, all these treats, because I've got a bit of a sweet tooth, but I do like to control my weight. My sister says to me, "You're crazy the way that you are so strict with what you eat," but you are what you eat, and you know, I don't want to be getting into that diabetes problem in later life.
Oh, I completely understand. Like when I'm traveling, because there are some local foods that you just have to sample, and sometimes you see things that you don't normally see in your own habitat, that you just kind of go, nope, you know, no diet today. I have to have this. I have to sample this. I have to sample this particular wine or particular type of drink. But you do, when you're traveling so much, you do have to have a routine that involves some sort of exercise, whether it's at the gym or a 5K run or whatever it might be.
Yeah. I never used to eat sushi. So if we end up doing this road trip and you want to come in and say hello, bring some sushi, because I love sushi, but it's just got to be cooked. I can't eat raw fish or raw salmon, you know. I do like it sort of grilled, which is very, very nice. Well, we better get on to talk about some real estate news. We're going to, in just a moment, come back to ASTI and discuss the budget. We'll do that after this.
Every morning from 6 a.m., we bring you the latest real estate news with diverse perspectives from leading industry experts. We deliver the most property podcasts across Australia every week.
I've never seen the impacts that we've had from a supply, you know, the rental crisis, construction constraints, all these impacts. I've never seen them firing at this level or the ferocity of what we're seeing.
I mentioned Logan. Now, if people are fleeing to Logan, isn't the same sort of problem going to affect Logan with what is happening around other areas?
Absolutely. I love Logan. I was born and raised in Logan. I've seen what's happened in that environment. Logan used to be an affordable area. You could go and get a new house and land or older mature home and be under $500,000. That market now, I'm selling in Logan with a 7 in front of it for a house and land. The investor is definitely capitalizing because the rental rates there are now also above $600 a week. So this is, again, like these traditional markets like Logan, Ipswich and Moreton Bay Council, they are transgressing into what we've seen in Sydney.
Let's explore together the power of real estate. We keep you better informed and updated.
And it is a Real Estate Friday right around Australia, and we are talking to ASTI Mariasmo from PRD and having a look at what happened earlier in the week, and that was the budget. So what did you make of it, ASTI?
You know what? I was talking to someone last night when I was in Tamworth, when I gave the presentation, and you know, it was a bit of a lowdown about the federal budget. And I joked that for us economists, the federal budget is like our Met Gala, because it's kind of like that night of night that we're all waiting for. We want to know what the treasurer has to say, what new initiatives are coming out, what other things are happening that is going to impact the economy. It's almost like a gathering get together of all economists. And I am one of those people who literally is glued by the TV, watching what Jim Chalmers has to say, as well as already having the budget papers printed out in front of me.
Yes. Well, I mean, it is such a big one, particularly with the component of housing. So let's just step through it, because a little bit of a shortage of social and affordable housing for low income and vulnerable Australians. What was in the budget, do you think, for that cohort?
You're absolutely right saying that it is a budget for housing. That's how it has been promoted, and that's how it's been positioned. And there's actually quite a lot of initiatives for social and affordable housing. So part of the National Housing Accord, there is an affordable homes commitment. So original allocation of $350 million updated to an initial $72 million a year by 2028-2029 to support 10,000 affordable homes over 5 years from 2024. And that's just the start of it, Craig. There's so much more, you know, additional $1.9 billion being provided in concessional loans to community housing providers and other charities to support the delivery of new social and affordable homes under the Housing Australia Future Fund and the National Housing Accord. There's definitely a lot more that we can get into. I don't want to have to list all of them, but there are some very amazing initiatives in the millions and the billions when it comes to social affordable housing. In terms of trying to combat housing and homelessness as well, there's a new five-year $9.3 billion national agreement on social housing and homelessness with states and territories. And there's also a $1 billion national housing infrastructure facility money. So that's $1 billion from 2023 to 2024 for crisis and transitional accommodation for women and children fleeing domestic violence and youth under the National Housing Infrastructure Facility Fund. So there's quite a lot there to unpack. And like I said, that's just like some of the main top highlights. There's definitely more in this particular sector. So definitely a budget that is really looking into that social and affordable housing.
Yes, you talk about the initiatives, a number of them. So how is the government planning to address the need for this larger skilled construction workforce? And what initiatives have been introduced for the audience to be educated with regard to it?
It is very much so a concern because there's a lot of promises being given in this particular budget in terms of how many homes, whether it's in the private sector, whether it's social affordable housing, whether it's, you know, transitional housing. There's a lot of promises. And we all know that we have a very large skill deficit when it comes to the construction and housing sector. So there's quite a few initiatives when it comes to getting that larger skilled construction workforce. So the government, through the vocational education and training system, is going to provide $26.1 million over 4 years from 2024-2025 for the skills and training portfolio. A lot of it is going to look at labour market and skills and training needs that is in the construction sector. So there's definitely quite a lot of initiatives there to try and basically get as many people in the construction and housing industry as possible, get them on the floors, get them into apprenticeships, get them trained and get them out there into jobs.
And next time that we talk, I do want to talk about modular building and just what has been happening in that space. I know that we touched on that last year, so I think that that would be a great sort of update to look at the whole modular question and whether people are starting to divert into that space. Hey, great to chat with you on this Friday morning. Enjoy your weekend. Talk again soon.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Gain insights with exclusive conversations from real estate professionals about buying, selling, and investing across Australia. We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.